जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी। यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय जय जगन्नाथ जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा माई सुदर्शन चक्र जी की। इस डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की। इस डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। जगन्नाथ परिधाम की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम श्री क्षेत्र। There are many, many names of Sri Jagannath Puri. Let us recite one after another. It is also called as Vipralambak Kshetra. That means the place where Lord is himself in separation from Vrindavan Dham and Brajvasis. It is called as Shri Kshetra, also named after Lakshmi Devi, Shri. Purushottam Kshetra, Shankha Kshetra, because this place is in the form of Shankha, the conch shell. Of course, Jagannath Puri, Nilachal Dham, because the temple of the Lord is on the blue mountain, Nilagiri. It is also called Dashavatar Kshetra, because every avatar of Vishnu manifests from here and then goes wherever he is supposed to go. It is called Bhu Vaikuntha, Narasimha Kshetra, Martya Vaikuntha, Uchishta Kshetra. Uchishta means food remnants. Generally, food remnants are not supposed to be honored. But the lords and the devotees, Uchishta, remnants have to be honored with great eagerness. And this place is specifically glorified for Uchishta of the Lord. Anyone who honors the Uchishta, the Prasadam of the Lord, is supposed to develop love of Godhead. Hari Bol. Two things are there in Jagannath Puri. One is Jagannath's Darshan, that is called Netra Utsav. And one is Jagannath's Mahaprasad Grahan. The two things, if one does in Jagannath Puri, he is sure to develop love of Godhead. So like that, many names. Jagannath Puri is a very specific, a very unique holy place where Lord of Dwarka is residing. Dwarka is full of opulence, Aishwarya Dham of the Lord. And Lord of Dwarka with full opulence is staying in Puri in a very unique form, which is the Mahabhav. Mahabhav is made of 8 kinds of different loving sentiments. And Mahabhav is originating in Srimati Radharani. And from Radharani it is available to Krishna, Purushottam Sri Krishna, Jagannath. And then when they combine together, it is also available with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only 3 personalities have Mahabhav. And when the queens of Krishna were hearing the pastimes of the Lord in Vrindavan Dham, in Dwarka, in a closed palace, through the lotus mouth of Rohini Devi, Subhadra Devi was put outside to knock if they come. Because whenever and wherever the Lord's pastimes are being narrated, the Lord surely comes there. Knowing well, they were postponing this event for many times. But then they were very desperate, and that time they thought Subhadra Devi can be put on the door. And from very far distance, when Krishna Balaram will be seen, she can knock the door and we will run away from that place as if nothing has happened. But our imagination is limited. What we can imagine is something very limited. And what happens is beyond our imagination. Nobody imagined that Subhadra Devi will go in ecstasy and fall unconscious. That part was not scripted there. And immediately, within no time, Subhadra Devi fell unconscious. And sure enough, Krishna Balaram appeared there. And each side of Subhadra Devi, they stood and they put their ears to the door. And they also heard very, very beautiful, heart-rending, heart-moving, ecstatic pastimes of themselves. And that too of their childhood. You can imagine, the childhood pastimes of the Lord are so, so attractive, so moving the heart. And even if one becomes big in age and, you know, in power, authority, moment your childhood pastime are narrated by anybody, or moment your place of childhood is, the name is taken by anybody, immediately you become like a child. Easily you can be transformed to a child. So Lord, it is explained that both of them underwent many transformations as per the pastimes which were narrated inside the house. And Rohini Devi, you can imagine, Rohini Devi was the only witness in Dwarka of all those pastimes in Vrindavan Dham. And as she was narrating one after another the pastimes of the Lord, there were various different transformations. It is said the Lord became elongated. There was even 6 inches gap in each joint of the Lord's body. Lord became many feet long. Then Lord became like a bundle, like a rounded bundle. Then again he got elongated. He shed tears. His hair stood on end. He became like Kadamba flower, all hair standing on end. He became like Stambha. And after undergoing many, many wonderful transformations as per the ecstatic Ashtavikara symptoms, finally attained Mahabhav. And apparently he assumed Mahabhav when Rasalila narrations were started inside. Very apt, very clear understanding. So when Mahabhav, when Rasalila was being narrated by Rohini Devi, Lord Jagannath assumed Mahabhav and then he fell down. His eyes were very big, rounded, with red hue inside. His eyes were touching his ears, his smile was touching his ears. His legs had gone inside the body and a very unusual form. And he fell down. That is Mahabhav. So what we see in Jagannath temple is actually the Lord's Mahabhav. Seeing the Lord is one, but to seeing the Lord in his highest form, highest bhav, that is Mahabhav, is another thing. And that time both of them fell down. So now you have Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra at the doorstep of the mahal, of the palace. And Narad Muni was passing through the skies. And Narad Muni has had Lord's darshan millions of times. But this time when he saw the Lord in this unusual form in Dwarka, he felt some unusual, different, new kind of love for the Lord, which even he was amazed to feel, to experience, to realize. And he was totally in ecstasy of love, of that unique love that he was experiencing. So he came down and he was wondering, what kind of form of the Lord is this? So then he gradually touched the Lord. And the Lord, from the highest of Mahabhav, combination of 8 different forms of love, he came back to external consciousness. He assumed his original form. Everybody came back to his original form. And see the nature of the pure devotees of the Lord. When you experience something most esoteric and most involving, and maybe you are totally drowned in that happiness experience, you forget everything else. Maybe you forget your family members also. But the pure devotees, they have this contrast in them, in one sense. This is spiritual contrast, virodabhas. They are experiencing the highest ecstasy, which can also make them go into experience ashtavikar kind of symptoms. But they never lose the touch at the base. And what is their base? Compassion to all the living entities in the world who are entangled in the cycles of birth and death. That is their base. Whatever they do, whatever they experience, whatever they go through, whichever place they go, the compassion is always overwhelming in their personality. So while he was experiencing the ultimate form of the Lord and the love that he was experiencing, which he never experienced before, he can be quite bewildered with that. But he never lost the touch at the base. That is compassion. So immediately he asked the benediction from the Lord, please give me a boon. Please bless me that you will appear in the material world in the same form. Because in the material world, everybody is suffering from birth, old age, disease and death, troubles caused by self, troubles caused by other living entities, troubles caused by nature, and so many other unlimited troubles indescribable. And I am sure when they will see this form of yours, just by looking at this form of yours, they will develop the love, which is the ultimate goal of life. And it is because of Narad Muni's desire that today we have जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा इन जगन्नाथपुरी। श्री नारद मुनि महाराज की। एवरीबडी शुड एक्सप्रेस डीप ग्रेटिट्यूड टू नारद मुनि बिकॉज ही इफ ही हैड फॉरगॉटन एट दैट टाइम देन मे बी लॉर्ड वुडंट हैव कम बिकॉज ही डिड नॉट फॉरगेट द लॉर्ड हैज वेरी काइंडली अपियर्ड सो ही इज द लॉर्ड ऑफ द्वारका लिविंग इन जगन्नाथपुरी इन दिस यूनिक महाभाव एंड devotees are looking at him, he is looking at the devotees. It's not just we are looking at him, he is also with big eyes looking at the devotees. I don't know, many of you are mothers and fathers. When mother sees the child, can she get tired of seeing the child? Sorry to say, however ugly the child is, generally the beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, not actually wherever it's supposed to be. So when the mother is looking at the child with so much of love, maybe she can go on looking for hours and hours and hours and hours and she'll not be satisfied. At that time when she is looking at the child with so much of love, vatsalya, if you have noticed or we can notice in future, a red encirclement comes, red circle comes inside the eye. Eyes become reddened with love. That is why if you see Lord Jagannath, you can see now also. When you see Lord Jagannath, in his eyes there is a red circle inside. Because he is looking at all of us with so much of vatsalya, like the mother is looking at the child. That is, we see him, may not be with so much of love. Maybe we see him as a ritual, bow down and say some mantras. But he is looking at us with so much of love. So that's why we have to be very grateful. He stays in Jagannathpuri longing for love of Vrindavan, remembering Radharani and Gopis and Mother Yashoda and his cowherd friends and everybody. And it is said that when one is in too much separation, he gets depressed sometimes due to the memory of the person who is not there and feeling hopeless that I will never meet them again. Something like that. The gopis were feeling that kind of situation. When he will come? Will he ever come? Does he ever remember us? Is there any chance of him coming? Hoping against hope. So in the medical terminology, when somebody gets in depression, the patients of depression are very fat. You know why? To curb their depression, the depressive feelings, they keep eating and eating and eating and eating. So Lord is supposed to be eating over here 56 items. He told, constantly eating. He told Indradumna that, you have to feed me so much, between the two meals my hand should not dry. He's constantly eating. One clarification, he eats chappan bhoga every day. It is not that he every time eats chappan items. All together in the day, there are 56 items. And there's a great elongated description what he eats at what time, and he hardly sleeps for only 3 hours in a day, and if you come in Jagannath Rath Yatra time, hardly 1 hour in a day, because the devotees are all time in temple, whether it's 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, all time temple is full during Rath Yatra time, in Kartik time also. So this is Jagannath, very 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 unique Lord. But in all the situation of maybe longing for the Brijvasis, constantly eating, his nature of being merciful doesn't change. He's constantly bestowing his mercy on his devotees. He stays in Nilachal, which is representing Dwarka. He's in Jagannathpuri, but that place Nilachal is represents Dwarka. And where he goes in Rath Yatra, that place is called Sundarachal or Gundicha. And that represents Gupta Vrindavan. Because to Gundicha Devi he promised that once in a year I will come to this place. And Gundicha Mandir is supposed to be the birthplace of Jagannath. That is where he actually appeared. I mean he was carved by Vishwakarma and he actually appeared in the form that you see today. So it's called as Mahavedi विच इज द बर्थ प्लेस ऑफ जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा एंड चक्र भगवान. एंड वंस इन अ ईयर ही कम्स देयर टू स्टे फॉर 7 days. वन डे ट्रैवलिंग, वन डे बहुड़ा कमिंग बैक, टोटल 9 days. इट इज कॉल्ड एज नव दिन यात्रा ऑल्सो. एनी वे दैट विल बी डिस्क्राइब टू यू लेटर ऑन. बट सफाइस टू से दैट बिकॉज ही एक्सेप्टेड गुंडीचा एज हिज मदर टू फुलफिल हर डिजायर, he goes there once in a year. And in the confidentiality, he experiences the love of Brijvasis, because the mood there is Vrindavan Dham. And all the devotees there serve him in Vrindavan mood. That is why it is said that the food that you taste, Mahaprasadam in Gundicha, is hundreds of times more tastier than the food that you taste in Jagannath Puri, which itself is the superfluous tasty Mahaprasadam of the Lord, famous in all over the universe. But still, in the best thing also there is a variety and gradation. Best and more best and best, best and best, best, best. In spirituality, in love, in opulence of the Lord, in His mercy, there is no end. Everything is unlimited. Anyways, we are very fortunate to be in the Jagannath Puri Dham. Some of you may be having gone to Jagannath Puri Mandir. There are 30 temples inside. 30 temples. Main temples are, one is Mahalakshmi Devi. Another two temples are in the Jagannath temple dome only. One is Vamandev and one is Narasingha Bhagwan. Please go and see. There are steps to go up there. Huh? Vamandev, you can see his elevated right leg, almost going beyond his head. And Narasingha Bhagwan also is there on another side of the dome. Then Mahalakshmi's temple is there. And Parvati Devi is there. Bhuvaneshwari is there. Shashti Devi is there. Mangala Devi is there. Battu Mangala Devi is there. There are so many temples are there. All of them were built together by King Indradumna. And the first Rath Yatra took place from Gundicha Mahavedi to the temple today. The first Rath Yatra, where the Vigrahas were carried from Mahavedi to the temple where Lord is residing now. It is 65 meters high, 214 feet tall. It's on the hillock called Nilachal or Nilagiri. It is on 10.7 acres area. It has got two enclosures. One is Kurma Beda and other outer side is Meghananda Prachira. The kitchen is largest in the world. It has got 754 burners, over 600 cooks, 300 assistants, 36 types of people, of different kinds of people are serving Lord Jagannath. One of them is kitchen service. And very unique thing is that it is the services of Lord Jagannath are going on in generations in one family, the same service is going on. For example, one family produces chandan oil mixed with many herbs, and they produce it 1 year before the Rath Yatra. That means for next year Rath Yatra, they produce it today, this year, and they keep it underground for 1 year, and then they take it out when the Lord is in the Anavasara period. And that 100 liters of chandan oil mixed with various fragrant herbs, they bathe the Lord when the Lord is having fever. And it is said that the pujaris who bathe him, they smell of that oil for about 1 month, although they take bath several times in a day. It is so powerful. Fortunately, I get every year some oil which they bathe the Lord to cool him down. He is a very unique Lord. So anyways, what I was trying to tell you, that service is done generations after generations after generation, and the father will teach the son, son will teach his son, and that will go on. They will never like to change the services or never ask for change of services. One thing very unique to learn. Some of them are only cutting the wood for the chariot, and generations after generation they will keep doing the same thing. They may not cow, they only may cut and give. It's like that. The chakra is made of Ashtadhatu. It is 11 feet 8 inches in diameter and 36 feet in the circumference. A very unique situation. It's very huge. It looks very small. So, in Jagmohan Mandap, if you have the pastime, you should narrate what are the places there. There is one place called Garud Stambha. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first time he came, he straight went inside and he fell down. But then next time, Sarvam Bhattacharya told him, don't go very close. Stay away a little bit. So he went very humbly to Garud Stambha. And he said, he held the Garud Stambha like this. And with the feelings of love, wherever the fingers were touching, it melted there. It's not actually on Garud Stambha, but there's a stambha behind Garud Stambha. He just was holding because he was about to lose his control on his balance. So he was holding it. And in the way he was looking at the Lord, those fingers, they melted the pillar. There's also a ditch was there, not now, where Lord cried tears of love looking at the Lord. Some of them were going as a pichkari, as a piston, yeah? And rest were flowing on the ground, and one big ditch was filled with that. That is where one old lady climbed the Lord's body. Very unique. Everybody was crowded there. The Lord was standing there, beholding the beautiful forms of Lord Jagannath, immersed in loving sentiments, and Govinda and other servants were trying to save the Lord from the crowd, and suddenly one old lady straight climbed on Lord's shoulder to see the Lord. Can I get some water? So, Govinda chastised that woman. But then Lord chastised Govinda. He called, you are Adivasi. Aho Adivasya, Lord said. Said, why did you remove that woman on my shoulder? She has so much eagerness. I wish and pray that I have such eagerness to see the Lord. And he actually bowed down to the old lady and took blessings from her. He, please bless me that I have the eagerness that you have. And then she begged pardon from the Lord. She didn't know whom she was climbing on. She begged pardon and Lord begged forgiveness. Lord also begged blessings from her. That happened in Garud Stambha. Then Lord danced in 7 parties there. One was led by Vakreshwar, second Srivas Pandit, Achyutananda, Satyaraj Khan, Narahari Das, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda. All the Purivasis came. Lord danced in ecstasy. And the king of Puri also came with great surprise. He was so much astonished. The queens and the kingly women, royal women, they came on rooftops and saw the Lord dancing. Lord expanded himself in all the groups in the temple. And he was, as you heard yesterday, he was bathing everybody with his tears. Everybody was drenched with his tears, which were flowing like torrents of rain. Lord drowned everyone in the pond of his tears. And then he told Swarup Damodar to sing one Udiya poetry. Jagamohana podi mundayo, Jagamohana podi mundayo, Jagamohana podi mundayo. Let my head fall at the feet of Lord Jagannath in this very Mandapa, Jagamohan Mandapa. Then he fell unconscious when he heard, because generally he used to be always in ecstasy when he used to sing. But when Swarup Damodar will sing, he will go into ultimate ecstasy and constantly fall unconscious. So as soon as this beautiful song was sung by Swarup Damodar, he fell unconscious. And then suddenly rose again. Again he fell down. He stopped breathing. And he fell down with loud sound. Goosebumps erupted. His hair stood on end. His teeth was almost falling from his teeth, from his mouth. Then Lord Nityananda tapered the kirtan and weaned off gradually, just to not have another mishap in the temple. He explained Lord Chaitanya that everybody is very tired, so we can just end kirtan here. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the ocean and took bath, and devotees took prasadam. So we can see, Lord visited Narasingha Jagannath temple many, many times. One time he visited the Narasimha temple, which is there in the Jagannath temple. How many of you visited that temple? It is, just to tell you, if a Lord is in front of you and you are in the temple of the Lord, you come out on the left side. Where there is that Rohini Kund is there. Just to tell you that it's not actually Rohini Kund. The actual Rohini Kund is under the Kalpavata. That is Akshayavat. The big banyan tree is there. Very big. Maybe you have not seen any banyan tree like this in the whole world. It is so huge. And just below that, there is actual Rohini Kunda. When Lord Ramchandra came in Treta Yuga, he actually covered it with a big Shila and closed it. But that is so powerful that anybody who will get touched by the water of Rohini Kunda, he will become Chaturbhuj. So Lord felt that people may not be qualified in Kali Yuga. So he closed it. So what they now show you as Rohini Kunda is a representative Kunda. And you can just imagine and take the water with the same bhav. Just left to that is Narasingha Mandir. And the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there and took darshan of the Narasingha Bhagwan and chanted Narasingha prayers. Namaste Narasimhaya Praladaladadayine Hiranyakashipurvakshaha Shilatankanakalaye Ito Narasimha Parato Narasimha Yato Yato Yamitato Narasimha Bahir Narasimha Ridaye Narasimha Narasingha Madim Sharanam Prapade Narasingham Paralavare Nakham Adbhuta Shringam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanubringa Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Narasimha Dev Narasimha Dev Narasimha Dev Jaya Narasimha Dev. So Lord Narasimha Dev was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to darshan. One day he came to temple at Singhadwar up many times, and he asked the watchman, held his hand tightly and asked, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? And he was in too much ecstasy. Where is the Lord of my heart? And the watchman also got completely enamored by the love that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was expressing. He took the Lord by hand and took him in the Jagamohan Mandap, that is the temple hall. The Lord stood at Garuda Stambha and saw Krishna playing on his flute. There is one unique thing. Whenever Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath temple, he saw the Lord in Tribhanga form, playing on his flute. Because ultimately, the Lord's darshan is one, but you can see him as per your bhav. There is one thing to learn. After that, as per the scripture called Gauranga Strava Kalpa Vriksha, Gopal Vallag Bhog, which is one of the 12-13 bhogas that they offer, Gopal Vallag Bhog Prasadam was given to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking, where have this taste come from, this particular item? How this item is so tasty? Must be coming from Jagannath Bhagwan's lips. Because Jagannath Bhagwan is touching his lips to this food item. Lord actually was about to go into ultimate ecstasy, but he controlled his ecstasy, looking at the sevaks of Jagannath. And then he said, very important, because all of you must be honoring Jagannath Mahaprasad. What kind of mood we must have? And what Lord has said about Jagannath Mahaprasad, we must hear. He said, only by great fortune, only by great unlimited fortune, one comes across one particle of Jagannath Mahaprasad. Then the Sevaks asked, what does this mean? Lord said, Jagannath's lips turn food into nectar. Even Brahma and Shiva do not get this Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath. These remnants are called Fela. One who is extraordinarily fortunate only gets this morsel of Jagannath Mahaprasad. Only one who has full mercy of Lord gets it. And only one who has got heaps of pious activities of past lifetimes, he gets to eat Jagannath Mahaprasadam. And Jagannath Mahaprasadam means ultimate washing of all karmas, punya karmas, papa karmas, and development of love of Godhead. Jagannath Mahaprasad ki! About the Akshay Vat which is inside, it was at the bank of Rohinikund, of course, and when crow fell in that, he became Chaturbhuja, four armed, and went back to Godhead. Garuda came and took that person, that the crow who became Chaturbhuj, back to Vaikuntha. On every leaf of this water, there is residence of Lord Narayan. And on this leaf only, Markandeya Muni saw, of that tree only, the Lord's form, baby form, sucking his own toe. On this leaf of this tree. And this is also known as Vanshi Vat, Varuna Vat and Devanagar Vat. This is non-different from Purushottam Vishnu or non-different from Lord Jagannath. So there are many, many beautiful places inside Lord's temple. We will now narrate to you one of the places inside the temple which is connected to this place also. Lord Jagannath's temple is in the bank of ocean. Everybody knows that. And you know how the ocean is making sound. So much sound is there. Constant 24/7, even there is a high tide, low tide, the sound doesn't change. It becomes lower or more, but it's always high, in the higher decibels. So one time Lord Jagannath was sitting in seclusion with Lakshmi Devi. In privacy, wanted to spend some time. And that time he was too much disturbed by the sounds of the ocean waves. And he was disturbed by that sound. So he called Hanumanji. And he said, Hanumanji, I don't want any noise here. Like, you know, in my office many times I ring the bell and tell, I'm in a meeting, I don't want any noise outside. So like that, Hanumanji was called by Lord Jagannath and was told that, please take care of the sound, I do not want any sound inside the whole temple area of Lord Jagannath, myself. So Hanumanji went and sat near one of the gates, that is Vyagra Gate. I don't know which direction is that. Maybe east, I think. So there he sat with his ear towards the ocean. And like you know that lens is there, lens, glass lens. When you put the glass lens, all the rays are coming parallel. But the glass lens makes it converge at one point. And you can even light a matchstick with that point where it is converging. So like that, Hanumanji with his great mystic power gathered all the sound vibrations everywhere in that area and converged it in his ear. All of them. You can imagine, already the sound was so high when they were converged. What kind of sound must be entering in the eardrum of Hanumanji? And naturally, his eardrum was torn. So what is his name? Kan Phata Hanuman. His eardrum was broken. But he's still standing there. You can see, same position he's standing, gathering all the sound vibration today also. So even today also, no sound should go inside. So it's a very amazing miracle of Jagannath temple, that you will go to any gate, you'll hear the sound of the waves. Today you will hear the more sound of horns, tan 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 constantly. But in the night time if you go, you'll hear the sound of ocean waves. All the gates. But as soon as you step inside the temple, no sound of any waves. That is the beauty of the temple by the mercy of Lord Hanuman. Then you go to another gate, that is maybe Ashwa Gate. As soon as you enter that gate, now you don't allow, not allowed to enter that gate. You can go from Singhadwar and go to that gate. There is one Hanumanji called Chari Chakra Hanuman. Have you seen that? Have you seen him? Please do not forget to visit him. He will look like an ordinary Hanuman. But you pay some donation, then the pujari will take out the cloth. And you will see 8 arms on Hanumanji. The story goes like this, that one time Lord Jagannath came to an understanding that his dearest devotee, Sudarshan Chakra, has developed some pride. And you know that Lord does not like pride in his devotees. And very eagerly, enthusiastically, out of great compassion and love and vatsalya, Lord corrects that pride, like he did for Indra and many other devotees. So, he thought he should do something to reduce the pride of Sudarshan Chakra. So he called Sudarshan Chakra and told him, my great devotee of Treta Yuga, Hanumanji, the great sevak of mine, has come close by in the forest. Please go and call him. Invite him that I am remembering him, I want to see him. So Sudarshan Chakra immediately went and told Hanumanji that Lord is remembering you. But he saw that this devotee of Lord is a monkey. So he was wondering what kind of devotee. He looks so wild and so uncultured and sitting on the tree eating fruits. So he said, come, I will take you with the speed of the wind. But Hanumanji said, no, I am hungry. I will eat some fruits and I will come. So he thought in the mind, Sudarshan, that such a foolish creature. He doesn't know my speed. He is wasting time in eating fruits. How much delay he will be. Doesn't he understand that he should come quickly when the Lord is calling him? I came with the message that Lord is calling you and he wants to see you. How eager he should be. He should drop his food and come running. And when I am giving him lift, in such a speedy vehicle, he is not ready to come. Anyway, monkeys are monkeys only. He was thinking like that. And then Lord and the Hanumanji just jumped. And he straight came to the gate of Jagannath temple to enter. And there, looking at the speed of Hanumanji, oh, he has jumped. He was so surprised. And he also became little envious. So he started dodging Hanuman. While he was trying to get inside. Like, you know, he's coming here, he's coming, standing in between, coming there, standing in between, not allowing him to go inside. And Hanumanji was very eager to see the Lord. So he started calling Lord Jagannath, praying to him, please, you called me, I want to come inside. And Chakra was telling in the heart that one person who came to invite me on your behalf, he only stopping me to meet you. So that time, suddenly 6 more arms grew on the shoulder of Hanumanji. 2 arms on each shoulder, that is 4 arms, developed chakra in each hand. Each arm, that means 4 arms on each side, 2 to each, developed 4 Sudarshan chakras. Here is chakra, this is 1. But there are 4 chakras as effulgent and many more times effulgent than the chakra who is actually serving the Lord as Sudarshana. And 2 arms were folded with prayers and 2 arms were busy in doing japa, which you already had doing japa. So when these 4 chakras effulgence started spreading everywhere, Sudarshan became like nistej, completely out of effulgence. And he immediately became humble and he let him go inside. And then Lord met Hanumanji. They had very nice dialogue and very nice loving exchanges. And the Lord said, you called me, but your Sudarshan Chakra was stopping me again and again. So Lord was very angry on Chakra actually. Lord said, I curse you. And because of this offense to my pure devotee Hanumanji, you will become like a pillar and will stand next to me. So Chakra was really, really upset. He felt very sad. He surrendered to Lord and said, I'm sorry, my Lord, please forgive me. Looking at the humility and the pride that had gone, Lord became very pleased with him. And Lord said, I bless you that although you are staying with me in Jagannath Puri in the form of a pillar, like the chakra which we have is not rounded. You will lose your rounded form as disc and lose the power as chakra in this place and stand next to me as a stamba. But you will be installed in your disc form on not only my temple here, but all temples all over the world, wherever Vishnu temples are going to be established. And when they will see you on my temple top, they will get the benefit of seeing me only. And then Lord was very, and Chakra was very happy. So this is Chari Chakra Hanuman. And it is tempting me to tell you one more story, which I'll tell a little later on. We have come to a place called Chakra Tirtha, where here we have come. And the very Chakra of the Lord is worshipped here in form of Chakra Narayan on the ground. It's a very rounded brown color disc with lot of spokes on that, and a central area which is brown, and as Chakra Narayan is worshipped over here. There are also a temple of Lord Garuda carrying Govinda, that is Vishnu. This is the place very close by. There was a river called Banki Muhana. And Banki Muhana used to be a river in that time. It is a branch of Mahanadi, which is there in near Atharnala. When you come from Jagannath Puri, there is Atharnala, where Lord Chaitanya had darshan of the Lord for the first time. And he saw baby Krishna at the top of the temple, inviting him with two arms. And Lord fell unconscious several of times there. The branch of that tree, river is Banki Muhana. And this river, where the river met ocean, at that place it is said that the Daru Brahma appeared. All of you know that King Indradumna was a great devotee of the Lord, and he was guided by finally Vishwavasu and Narad Muni to come to Jagannath Puri. And in Jagannath Puri, when he came, as soon as Indradumna came, he got the news that Nil Madhav had disappeared. Vishwavasu had gone to search Nil Madhav, and he saw Nil Madhav, took darshan, got the fragrant garland, gave to King Indradumna, and he was so ecstatic that he left his whole kingdom with all kinsmen, packed up everything and moved to Jagannath Puri. This is very unusual, so much love. And everybody also followed. They didn't feel that the king was crazy. They followed him with all the possessions. And as soon as he came to know that Nil Madhav has been not there. He vanished. It was a big storm, and when the storm settled down, Nil Madhav was not there. So Indradumna fell unconscious. He couldn't bear. He said, my whole life I was searching. Finally, after many years of searching, some Brahmin came and told me. Then I sent Vishwavasu. Then he came back and found the Lord, and I came here all the way, and the Lord has disappeared. At that time, Lord Shiva appeared and told him, do not worry. Because this whole story was heard by Lord Shiva, Lord Yamraj and Brahma at the beginning of creation from the lotus mouth of Lakshmi Devi. So they knew the whole script, what is going to happen. So they said, don't worry. They pacified him, said, don't worry, you continue your march and you will surely meet the Lord. And then Lord Shiva disappeared from the vision of everybody, including Indradumna, and only personally appeared to Narad Muni and told him that you please install Narasimha deity over here. And somewhere it is said that Lord Narad Muni was, Devarishi Narad Muni was carrying the deity from before only. And other places mentioned that when later on King Indradumna performed 1000 Ashwamedha Yajnas, from that Yajna Kunda, Narasimha Bhagavan appeared. He's called Yajna Narasimha or Adi Narasimha. Anyway, both things are true by Kalpa Ved. So Lord Shiva told Narad Muni that please install Narasimha Bhagavan here and tell King Indradumna to perform his 1000 Ashwamedha Yajnas here. At the end of the Ashwamedha Yajna, the Lord will appear in a very mysterious way. So they stayed there only. Indradumna made a small city there, made quarters for Brahmanas and Purohitas and everybody, Rishi Munis, guests, kinsmen, and he had got something like 1.25 lakhs of cows. He put them in one place, and wherever they stayed, Indradumna Sarovar was formed. And then when the 1000 Ashwamedha Yajna was about to get over, at that time a strong breeze came from ocean, and that carried a great fragrance. Unbelievable, unexperienced before, such kind of fragrance came. And also people came in hundreds running from the ocean, and they were completely in ecstasy. They were telling the Lord, telling the King Indradumna that something unusual has happened. In the middle of the ocean, something extraordinarily effulgent has appeared. Please come, please come. So the king ran from the Yajnavedi to the ocean at this very place where we have come today. And the juncture of Banki Mohana river, the branch of Mahanadi and the ocean, this Daru Brahma, which was ultimately effulgent, was there in the ocean. It had given light to the whole ocean area. And such deep fragrance was there. Then the king attached many elephants to a chariot and went inside the ocean and brought the Daru Brahma outside. So we are very fortunate, we have come to the same place where Lord appeared as Daru Brahma, which later on, by the desire of the Lord, Vishwakarma appeared and carved the deity of the Lord and appeared half done, but actually it was full done. And again Indradumna felt unconscious, thinking that I am so impatient, so immature, so uncultured, I should have kept the word of the sculptor. But Narad Muni appeared there again. And what story I told you about Jagannath ji going into ecstasy at the outside of the palace of where Rohini Devi was narrating the pastimes, he was in this form, to the degree of which Vishwakarma carved the deities. And at that time Narad Muni told the whole flashback story to Indradumna and told him, this is not half done, this is the murti which is supposed to be like this only, I have taken darshan of this murti. So this is the beautiful place that we have come to. Please offer your obeisances in the heart to the place where the river Banki Mohana met the ocean. That is why this ocean is called Mahodadhi. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Haridas Thakur, that time he declared as Mahatirtha. This ocean is Mahatirtha, Mahodadhi. Because this ocean has, all rivers are coming in, all the rivers which are holy rivers, where the Lord has performed many pastimes on the banks of those rivers, the devotees have performed pastimes, those purified waters are entering in this ocean. There is a story in Krishna Leela in Golok Vrindavan, when Lord was associating with Virija Gopi, and in a private kunj, Nikunj, guarded by Sri Dama, not to allow anybody inside. And Radharani comes to know that Krishna is meeting Virija Gopi in seclusion. So she came, Sri Dama did not allow, and then she came again they were associating, again Sri Dama didn't allow. So that time Radharani cursed Sri Dama in anger for not allowing her to go inside, that you will become a demon on earth. So he became Shankachuda. And then she cursed him. So he also cursed her. You also go on earth and you will have 100 years of separation from your beloved. That is why Krishna left to Mathura, and over 100 years he stayed in Mathura, and Radharani was in separation. In the meantime, the Virija Gopi became a river and disappeared. Krishna also ran away because some noise was going on at the gate of the Nikunja. Again they were meeting at one point of time, Virija Gopi and Krishna. And that time what happened? Virija Gopi had 7 children and they were all of different ages. But all of them were fighting together and they fought for a long time, and they were like, they came and started complaining to Mother Virija while she was meeting with Krishna, and she got so angry with them. She said, you guys, you are so much naughty. You are disturbing me in my meeting with Sri Krishna. I curse you that you all will be separated and you will all go on the Martya Loka and you will become oceans. So they, 7 sons of Virija, they became oceans. Please listen carefully. First, youngest one became salty ocean. And suppose the size of that ocean was X. Then there was another ocean of sugarcane juice, which was of 2x size. Third ocean was of liquor, intoxication, 4x size. Next was of ghee, the clarified butter, which was 8x, 8 times than the first one. The next one was yogurt, dahi, dadhi sagar, which was 16 times. And the next one was kshir sagar, that we all know, where it is called as the local Vaikuntha of this universe, Brahmanda. This was, Dugdha Sagar was 32 times. And the last one was 64 times the first one. That is Swada Udaka Sagar. That is sweet water ocean. Then these children were very sorry for being disturbed the Lord. And they were begging pardon. And the Lord said, okay, the youngest one is very dear and very sweet. So I will perform my pastimes in the waters of the youngest one. That is Lavana Sagar that we have here on our earth, here close by. So here Lord performed his pastimes. Tarubamma appeared here. Haridas Thakur was bathed over here. And the Lord entered in this ocean many, many times, considering it as Yamuna River. One time he was caught by a fisherman. And the fisherman was like completely in ecstasy. Only Haribo, 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 he was saying. And all Lord devotees were searching because Lord just vanished in their company, from their company. And Lord ran with the speed of the wind. They could not figure out where he went, but he had entered the ocean. And the fisherman caught him as a fish. And then they were going to the ocean, searching everywhere, everywhere. Suddenly they saw the fisherman saying, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So they understood, Lord must be very somewhere close by. So they asked him, what happened? He said, I saw Hari Bol, I saw Hari Bol. So what did you see? Today I saw a fish, golden fish, very big fish, very long fish. Because in ecstasy what had happened? The joints of the Lord had separated. And he had become very long. And that long form of the Lord was caught in the net by the fishermen. So then he spoke all the story with hundreds of Hari Bols in between. And then they say, show us. And then he showed the net in which the Lord's body was there. And then they chanted loud, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And that time the Lord came to consciousness. And he was very angry with the devotees. He said, why did you call me? Why did you bring me over here? I was with Krishna in Govardhan. And I had some good service to do of making from flower garland, picking some flowers. And then I heard this loud noise of Hari Bol. And then I'm here. I don't know why I'm here. So this is the ocean. It is said that if you go to the bank of the ocean, all the sins that you have committed everywhere else will be finished. And those sins which we have committed in the dham itself will be washed off if you take achman or bath in the ocean of Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Puri dham ki! Then this ocean was, even today also, it's a very unique ocean. It has got waves sometimes till 8 to 9 and 10 feet also. No champion swimmer can swim in this ocean. Please understand. That's why it is mentioned in the book also of the guidelines of the yatra. Even if you are the best of all swimmers, do not try to swim in this ocean. Because one time I tried to go inside, I was thrown 6 feet by the wave. 6 feet. And that time I was much heavier than today. I was really hurt. And I understood that the ocean is something unusual. And this ocean would generally, regularly inundate the whole Jagannath Puri Dham. Flood the whole Dham. So all the Dham Vasis went to Jagannath and were pleading, please Jagannath, save us. This ocean is always disturbing us and our life is disrupted. Our houses are lost and our property is destroyed. Please do something. So Hanumanji called, Lord Jagannath called Hanumanji. Because Hanumanji is such a powerful personality that Samudra, that is Varunadev, is scared of Hanumanji. So he said, you stand here at the bank of the ocean and see that the ocean does not cross his limits and let the Dham Vasis be very happy and peaceful. So Hanumanji is a great servant of the Lord. He immediately came and stood there. Now, standing also is service. But very difficult service. In the drama also, now when we do drama, some people take part as the guards, you know. And their job is just to look down, holding the spear in hand. And something very exciting is going on. Like Haridas Thakur is being beaten. Huh? They are supposed to just look down. Sometimes the actors are also tempted to see what's happening in the drama, which they are participating in. But That's a very difficult service and difficult role to play. So Hanumanji is standing there. Now by just by mere standing, the ocean is not having any daring to inundate the dham. It is sometimes said that the pure devotee doesn't have to do anything. Even if he is present amongst you, his presence will take away all your miseries, all your anxieties, all your depression, all your negativities, all your sufferings will be taken away. Many times we go to meet Maharaj, you know, and with a lot of anxiety and a lot of problems, and we want to enlist everything, we'll tell how to tell one by one. And you go to meet him, and when you meet him, we feel there is no problem. Why I have come here? I don't feel like telling anything. This experience is there in many Puranic history also. There was one Jajali Muni was there, and Jajali Muni was such that in his place, all the animals who were inimical to one another became friendly. Tigers were embracing cows, and you know, lions were embracing elephants, and nobody was eating anybody. Everybody was so happy. So like that, experience is there when pure devotee is present. So just by mere presence of Hanumanji, the ocean never dared. And they were giving him some poha and khichdi every day as his meals. And he was very bored actually. He was remembering Mother Sita. And Mother Sita used to cook such nice sweets and nice food and so many items, many laddus, a variety of types. So he was like longing to eat those laddus. You are remembering those laddus, and you know, dhyayate visaya pumsa, you know, when you meditate too much, then you become crazy sometimes. So he thought that maybe many days have passed, many months have passed, the ocean has not come. So maybe in night time I will just jump to Ayodhya. I'll meet Mother Sita and eat some nice items and come back in the morning. So he jumped to Ayodhya and he met Mother Sita, and Mother Sita was so happy to see, oh my dear son, oh how you came. He said, I was standing at the ocean of Jagannath Puri and I'm eating only khichdi and poha, and I'm too much starved by this thing. Please feed me something nice. So Mother Sita was so happy to see Hanumanji. She cooked with so much love for him. So many items she cooked, and he ate with great joy and jubilation, happiness and satisfaction. And as soon as he left, the ocean inundated. As soon as, not that till morning he was waiting that he will come. No. As soon as he left, the ocean inundated. A great lesson to learn. That we think that we are chanting Hare Krishna, and we are living in temple, we are living with the devotees, and we are doing service, and we are doing so many things. And now where is Maya? There is no Maya. Why to bother about Maya? He said, one moment of laxity from our side, one lava matra, 12th part of a second of laxity or ignorance or durlaksha is there. Immediately, nikatastha maya tare jhapatiya dhore. There is no need to have long gap between you and Krishna. In the moment of forgetfulness, Krishna. Krishna bhuliya jeev. By momentary forgetfulness of Krishna, when we desire to enjoy sense gratification, at that very moment, nikatastha, very close by situated maya will capture you and beat you and make you suffer like anything. With three kinds of miseries and with unlimited sufferings of birth and old age and death and disease. So he left, and immediately ocean inundated. Everybody was, trahi maam, oh Jagannath, where is Hanuman? And they were completely in disaster. Hanuman just jumped back in the morning. As soon as he jumped back, ocean went back. So they were very angry with Hanuman, and saying, why you went away? So what to do? You guys are only giving me poha and khichdi. I am fond of eating nice things, and you are not giving me all those things. I went to Mother Sita to have some nice things. So then it seems Lord Jagannath himself promised him that whatever sweetmeats are offered to me, they will be sent to you. And I will make sure that you will get good prasadam. But do not leave this place again. Even after this, all these talks were done and prasadam was assured, the Lord still had to confirm what he wanted to do, what he wanted Hanuman to do. So it is said Lord himself tied him with a, what you call, chain. The chain of love. That Hanuman, I will tie your legs and you will not go from here. So he said, if you pay the pujari a little bit money, then he will lift the cloth and you will see the chain which is tying Hanumanji. Actually, what chain can tie Hanuman? But this is chain of love. Lord is tying him with chain of love. This pastime tells us that Lord is always eager to tie all of us with his chain of love. He wants us to get imprisoned by getting tied in the love that he is giving us. But we are again and again escaping that chain and running away in the lap of Maya, getting bitten again and again, and then again crying and again coming. When that day will come when we will be constantly imprisoned in the chain of love of the Lord? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, Bedi Hanuman ki, Chari Chakra Hanuman ki, Jagannath Puri Dham ki. Thank you very much. Today you are very fortunate. The next lecture will be given by His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj. He will narrate to you the stories of detailed stories of Gundicha Mandir, Narasimha Mandir, Indradumna Sarovar, and many other places. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.